You know, one sign of the Jezebel spirit is they never listen and they always interrupt you. So if you pay attention, so it's actually like a, when they interrupt you, it's like trying to demasculate you, like your opinion don't matter, I'm going to interrupt you. So it's a spirit. I don't even know if they know they're doing it, but if they do, then it's, that's why they do it. So when you're talking to them, just listen. And don't get mad when they interrupt you, because you already have everything in Christ. If they don't want to hear what you have to say, you have so much truth. If they don't want to hear what you have to say, then it's sad for them. Be sad for them. If you open your mouth and they interrupt you, just quit opening your mouth. And they say, well, aren't you going to say anything? Just say, well, every time I say something, you interrupt me. So I'm not going to be treated like that. So I just won't even be part of it. If one person's doing all the talking, there's no reason for a conversation, because there's no reason for me to be here, because that's not a conversation, you know. Just tell them to the face, you know. They won't like it, but that's all right. They need to be called out on it. They need to be cut. But yeah, they interrupt you while you're talking. And you finally quit talking to them because they're interrupting you. They don't want to hear, they think what they have to say is more important than what you have to say. I've seen this game 1,000 times. So as you get older, a little bit older, you've seen the same game repeat, so you just don't even play the game. I'm to the point now, I just talk slow, you know. If they're talking, I just stand there and wait till they finish. And if they don't ever finish, I just walk off. I just slowly walk off. If they don't want to finish talking, I just walk off, because I got stuff I got to do, you know.